But tomorrow we're looking at sunshine and some clouds in the morning, but then there'll be overcast skies, and according to some other weather reports I've heard, we're going to get some bad weather tomorrow. In the morning it won't be so bad, but during the midday, I think we're going to be seeing some rain and sleet and some snow and ice. So anybody who's traveling tomorrow, especially midday on Wednesday, they probably want to watch where they're going so they get where they're going. Peggy, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me, Vicki.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program. I think I'm having trouble with your sound, and so I'm going to ask you to pull the other microphone, that one, over toward you, or maybe see if we can pull you over. And I'm going to put this. Can you speak in there?
Yes, how's this one?
That's much better.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason that one wasn't working for me. So I'm glad that we can talk. You and I met at a networking event.
Believe, Inspire, Grow.
That's the BIG group that I belong to, which is a great networking organization. And my listeners know that I really believe in networking. And today, women really do want to help other women. In fact, I've had the last two people that I've interviewed came from the BW Nice group, which I'm also a member of. And it's amazing what women can do when they get together. They help one another, and the BIG group is certainly no exception. And they have wonderful speakers. That's why I go to their meetings. They do a really, really good job. So I did announce that I was looking for people to be interviewed on the program, and you came forward. And I'm really, really glad that you did that. Now, you've been a clinical and forensic psychologist for some time.
Correct. For about 16 years, I've been. I have had a private practice in both clinical and forensic psychology.
My goodness. Now, do you have your own practice in Long Valley? You're from Long Valley.
Right, in Long Valley.
And that's where you have your practice?
Right now it is. For about 2 years, I've been in Long Valley. Before that, my office was in Liberty Corner.
Oh, okay. So it's probably a little easier commute for you.
Right.
By living up there. That's good. And how did the jewelry business start? That's what I'm really curious about, because it's so unique.
Well, about 10 years ago, I took a class for adults in jewelry making. My town was offering several different classes for adults, sewing, photography, cooking, things like that. And the jewelry class looked of interest, so I took a few classes and got hooked. I made way more bracelets and earrings than I could ever wear myself, so I started selling at my children's elementary schools the holiday boutiques that they had. And the first time I brought them, I had nothing left. They all sold out. So I just bought more beads and kept buying more and more, and I moved on to working with natural gemstones, and I thought, well, let me see if I can make a business out of this. I also run gratitude workshops in my town, and so my first thought of making a bracelet was for a gratitude bracelet.
What's a gratitude workshop?
A gratitude workshop is just helping people recognize the power of having gratitude every day in our lives, even on our very worst of days, in fact, especially on our worst of days. I stumbled upon the power of gratitude back in 1994, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I was going through a difficult time, and my fiancé was sick, and he passed away. But every day that he was in the hospital, the one thing that I was grateful for was this cup of hazelnut coffee. It was the only consistent thing as I was there every day. I didn't know what doctors were going to be on staff, what nurses, what condition my loved one was going to be in. But the one thing that was consistent was this hazelnut coffee. So I became grateful for that. And the comfort that it brought me was so simple, but it helped me get through my day. And that taught me the power of gratitude. And I became interested in researching the power of gratitude. And everything that I came across was that it helps with depression, anxiety, everything that I work with my clients in my private practice. So that is what inspired me to develop the gratitude bracelet and run gratitude workshops. I saw a bracelet in a store. I wanted to buy something for my mother as a thank you for watching my children for the weekend, and I saw something similar, and that made me think, hey, maybe I really can sell these. One day I just got some courage. I went into three stores, unannounced, uninvited, and said, hey, take a look at these bracelets. What do you think? They all loved them, and they all sold out and needed more. So now I'm in 25 stores from Vermont to Georgia, and I'm branching off into the West Coast. So I'm growing
That's
every
awesome.
Day. Started
wow.
with just one bracelet, and now I have about 80 different bracelets.
80. Now, each one is made with different gemstones?
Yes, each one has different gemstones, and I like to incorporate the meaning of the gemstone into the packaging of the bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
It describes the meaning, the healing properties of the gemstone, and as a psychologist, I also love research in psychology, so I incorporate some research in psychology into the inspirational message. For example, the bracelets that have to do with depression give the recipient of the bracelet some ideas that they can do every day to help elevate their mood, reach out to a best friend using positive affirmations, getting 15 minutes of cardiovascular activity. All of that is incorporated into my design of the bracelet.
That's odd. Now, do the stones have some features or factors that lend themselves well to these different categories of...
Yes, they do, which is why I love using the natural gemstones. I could choose to use other, you know, glass materials, yeah. Czech glass and different things, but I love using the natural gemstones for their healing properties and the meaning behind them. For example, one of my bestsellers is called the Healing Bracelet, and it's made with rose quartz and howlite, and it comes with a message on the back that says... Rose quartz is known as the love stone. It is believed to promote physical and emotional healing and to provide comfort during difficult times. Howlite is believed to be a calming stone, soothing stress and fostering a sense of peace. May you experience love, peace, comfort, calmness, and peace. And this is one of my bestsellers for friends who are giving as a gift to another friend who's mm-hmm. going through a difficult time, whether that be a recent cancer diagnosis or just going through any kind of mm-hmm. difficult time, just a message of sending some peace and love.
I'm going to take a look at this. The way you have this package is lovely. So you have this little pouch, and inside you have the information about it. And wow. This is look at this. This is really nice. So when you're selling these to a store, I would think that you've got to go through a training process so they know what they're selling and how to talk to people.
Well, I haven't gone through any formal training with this. I'm learning as I go. I don't have any business background. So when I deliver bracelets to a store, the bracelets are really self-explanatory. So the store owners really don't need to be get any kind of specific training. Mm-hmm. I let them know, just in general, this is, for depression. This one is for inspiration. I have another love and relationship line.
Yeah.
And for most stores, I make a frame so that they can put the frame out with that group of bracelets.
I wondered about that because I've been in the business. I've been in all these years. A lot of companies that I deal with have what they call a point of purchase displays, POP displays, so that people can readily see the products that the manufacturer is offering. So that's what you're doing.
Right. So they can visually see. If they know that a friend is going through a difficult time, they can look for that frame that says, coping with yeah. loss and difficulty.
That's really interesting. So let me see another one.
Sure. This is my bestseller. This is the gratitude bracelet. I actually have a men's version here. So the beads are a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
And the message on the back of the card... says, wear this gratitude bracelet, and every time you look at the metal bead, spend a moment in gratitude. Think of one or two people, events, experiences, or things for which you are grateful. Take this a step further and write your thoughts in a gratitude journal. The more grateful you are, the more goodness and blessings you attract into your life. With regular practice, you will soon begin to feel elevations in your energy and mood.
This is very nice. So you've not only designed these and built them, but you've also written all the information on each one of these cards.
Yes, and what I love about my bracelet business is that it is combining so many of my passions. I'm a trained psychologist, and I absolutely love being a psychologist. I love to write, so I get to write a little bit of inspiration in all of these messages, and I love making jewelry. So it's just I feel truly blessed that I have the opportunity to make these and make a business out of what I would be doing in my free time anyway.
I love this. This is so wonderful. We're going to go back to some of our sponsors, and then I'm going to come back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And my guest is Peggy DeLong, who is a clinical and forensic psychologist, but she also is a jewelry designer, and her business is called Peggy's Midnight Creations. I wanted to mention to our listeners that Teachable Moments in Business came about because I have such a passion for helping small business owners in particular. There's an awful lot of help that a small company needs in order to launch and sustain itself. And sometimes it's hard to know where to find that information. So this show, Teachable Moments in Business, really came about because of that. And I've had the good fortune of having quite a number of people come to be interviewed in the program. And they've shared along the way a lot of really good information. And I do encourage you to have a pencil and a paper handy just to take some notes, because there's a good chance that you're going to hear a tip that you won't hear anyplace else. So please please enjoy listening to what we're talking about here. Now, I had asked Peggy during the break how she found the customers, because you said, how many stores are you selling to right now?
I'm in about 25 stores now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what kind of stores are they?
They range from yoga studios to women's boutiques, gift shops, salons, and spas.
Okay, so it's in the right. The women are the biggest purchasers anyway, and a woman would, because of the emotion is in the empathy that women show. This is obviously your target audience,
and right?
I mean, it's not that a man wouldn't buy these, but they would buy it for a man, as you pointed out with this particular piece, which is really pretty, has a really very masculine looking bead on here along with the stones. So these are called again?
That particular gemstone is called sodalite.
Sodalite, so with this silver bead on here. So that looks really nice. So again, the question really is, how did you get these customers?
But the stores really, I carry around a bag of samples in my car, and when I walk into a store and it feels like a good fit, I approach the owner. It's very unconventional. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's working. I have absolutely no background in business, so I'm really learning as I go. I've been extremely blessed that the people that I've approached have been very, very supportive. Women boutique owners that want to see another woman succeed. So they've been incredible to work with, and I feel they are rooting for me all along. But all of them have been complete strangers. They don't know me. I just walk in and ask if I can have a moment of their time, and we connect, and they've become friends. Yeah. I feel very, very lucky.
That's awesome. I think that because this is such a unique product, it gives them as retailers an opportunity to attract an audience that something else they sell may not. You can walk into certain stores and you see the same merchandise everywhere. And especially if, I know in the pet business where I've been working for over 40 years, if a number of stores buy from a particular distributor, they're all getting the same merchandise. But you're able to identify stores that would be ideal for this product. And by having this on their shelves, they're really differentiating themselves in the marketplace.
And there's several jewelry designers that make gemstone bracelets, and everybody is unique. I think that mine is unique in that I have a mental health background, so that I have the credentials to be able to put some research and psychology into the bracelet design.
Exactly.
And that sets them apart a little bit from the other bracelets.
Absolutely. And people love a story. I mean, that's people. The other thing is, Simon Sinek? I haven't read his book, but he wrote a book entitled What Is Your Why? And people buy why you do something.
Correct.
And that's very important. And I'm sure that this is a way that you can really grab the attention of the retailer, because you can explain to them where you're coming from.
Right. And my why, my target audience really is I want to hone in on giving bracelets for people going through difficult times.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, but they're also inspirational and meaningful and supportive, mostly supportive.
Yeah.
Because when I was going through my difficult time back in 1994, people gave me angels in all forms, pillows, pens, bracelets. It was so special to me to be able to wear a meaningful angel bracelet. So that has inspired me to make meaningful, inspirational bracelets for other people going through a difficult time so that they, because flowers die. Flowers are wonderful, traditional, and they're wonderful when you receive them, but eventually they die. Where a bracelet, I still have mine that I, from 23 years ago.
Absolutely.
And it's really special to be able to wear something, to look down and see it and feel a connection to the person that gave it to you, as well as the meaning behind it.
Yeah. And I would think, too, when somebody's wearing this, someone else may come up to them and say, gee, that's a really pretty bracelet. Where did that come from, or how did you get it? It gives them a chance to share some of their thoughts, too.
Well, I've had some pretty amazing experiences in that regard. I have seen other people wearing my bracelets, people I haven't seen in a long time. I was at a Believe Inspire Grow meeting, and I saw a woman that I hadn't been in touch with for about 8 years, and a mutual friend had purchased her one of my bracelets for her birthday. So that was really amazing for me to see it on somebody else that I was reconnecting with.
Yeah.
And the opportunities that it's brought me for connection. Every single day I connect with somebody from my past, make a new friend. My third grade teacher, I've sold a few bracelets to her, and we're getting together for lunch. That never would have happened if I hadn't started this business.
Yeah, that's right. Well, is this taking up more and more of your time?
Thankfully, it is. Yeah. This is, as I said, I love being a psychologist, and I will never abandon that because it is so much a part of my bracelet business. But I imagine, 10 years from now, when I retire and relocate, that I don't want to get relicensed in another state. Unfortunately, the laws are that there's no reciprocity for being a psychologist. Yeah. I would need to at age 60, go through exams and a lot of paperwork and just stuff that I, and building a practice again.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do that when I'm 60, where this bracelet business provides me with so much fulfillment that every day I'm spending a little bit more time with the bracelets, and I'm still maintaining my private therapy clients and my forensic work, but it's becoming more of a balance that is giving me fulfillment and fulfilling my soul.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, now, when you, you're obviously buying the beads, you're buying the little fixture pieces or whatever you call them, and then you have your material for putting this all together. You've got your bags, you've got your printing. So you must have several suppliers that you work with in order to pull this all together.
I do, and it's taken some time to make everything cost effective. For a while I was losing money because I just didn't know how to buy in bulk, who had the best prices. About a year later now I'm finally making some profit. So it's exciting. It's been a learning experience, but once again I'm making connections with the vendors that sell me their supplies.
Right.
So Every step of the way has been a learning experience, and now I have new professional materials. I used to make my own, all of my business cards, my thank you cards, but now Believe Inspire Grow has a marketing services department, so I have utilized them, and they really have helped me get my message across, not only in my business cards, but the thank you cards that I send with every order that is made through my website.
That's very good. You know, I've worked with so many startup entrepreneurs, and some people write, I don't think you entered into this in a rush. I think you probably gradually began to build this up and to learn along the way. Some people jump in cold with really no plans for thinking through the process of launching a business, but it seems to me you've been very deliberate in doing this. But money, as far as profitability is concerned, that's tough. And I say to people, if you're not making money, it's a hobby. So the question is, do you want a hobby or do you want a business? At the Raritan Valley Community College, where I teach, we have counselors who can take a look at your financial worksheets to make sure that you are indeed making money and that you've allowed for all of the various parts of overhead that may or may not come into play as the business begins to grow. So that's something for you to think about, to have somebody take a look at your numbers. And a lot of people don't do it, and all of a sudden they discover they're not making money. In fact, there's a Mike McCollowitz, who's a, sort of a friend of mine. He's an author who I've heard speak a number of times, and he wrote a book entitled Profit First. And in the book, he talks about the importance of having essentially like silos into which you put money that comes in from the sale of your merchandise. And one of the silos or the buckets would be the money that's used to pay taxes, the money that you're saving to run the business, but also money that you would consider to be your profit. And if you can't put money into that bucket, then perhaps you have to go back to the drawing board and take a look at the numbers to make sure they're working for you. And, of course, right now you may be doing some deliveries of your products, and you obviously are shipping too, I would think. So you must have, you have to make sure that you're building in the cost of the freight as well as the packaging and just the steps that you have to go through in order to actually make a shipment.
Right.
Now, do you sell directly to an end user?
Yes, I do. I have the website where people can order any of my 80 bracelets directly. Just click a few, fill out your address, and I usually make it that day and mail the next day.
That's good. Now, when you're selling to somebody in New Jersey, of course, there's sales tax that you have to do. I have a third business that I don't always talk about, but it's called Rushmore Marine, and we sell floating docks to people that have waterfront property. And if I sell to somebody in New Jersey, I have to collect the sales tax.
Yes.
And I have to remember every quarter to send the money into the state of New Jersey and have to go through the calculation. And now that our tax is less than a little bit less than 7%, I have to go through do the math on making sure that I'm sending the right amount of money for those purchases or those sales that we made.
Well, I'm very grateful that I have a wonderful website developer and who maintains my website as well. So anytime there's a change in the taxes, he adjusts that for me.
That's very good.
Little tweaks on my pictures. He's been very, very accommodating and quick in getting my when I have a new product and I want it up quickly.
Okay, so that then begs the question, what is your website address?
My website address is peggysmidnightcreations.com.
.com. And then you have a shopping cart on there then?
Yes, it's very easy. I have 8 different lines so that if you're looking for a bracelet to give the message of thanks, you look at the thank you line. If you want to send inspiration, look at the inspiration line. I have a love and relationships line, mental health line, meditation spirituality line, and a couple others.
Well, you have put so much thought into this. This is really fascinating. Okay, we're going to be listening to some of our... I have to do a news break and then some weather, and then I'll be back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Rescue crews spring into action after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits off the coast of Taiwan just before midnight local time. Some buildings in the city of Wallian have come down. Lawmakers continue investigating the Russia probe as Democrats push to release their response to last week's Republican memo outlining the FBI's role in the Russia investigation, saying the agency abused its surveillance tools during the 2016 presidential campaign. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
FISA abuse matters to each and every one of us as citizens. And if our government abused the FISA process, we should care about that.
Also in Washington,
MS-13 is probably the most ruthless and violent gang.
The president had a meeting today on how to combat the deadly MS-13 gang, which has terrorized communities nationwide, getting an update from cabinet members in the group.
One of their mottos is Mata Viola Control, which means kill, rape, control.
This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
You're listening to Teachable and watching, I hope, Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today, and taking a look at the weather for tomorrow, February 7th, there's a wintry mix in the morning, which will transition into mainly rain in the afternoon with a high near 39 degrees, winds east at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation is 100%. And here in New Jersey, north of Route 78, we may be looking at icy rain and maybe some snow. And then Wednesday night, the showers will clear, and there'll be a low of about 21 degrees Fahrenheit. So the chance of precipitation tomorrow and Wednesday will be about 60%. And then just take a look at Thursday. Thursday mainly sunny with a high near 32, and in the evening it'll be mostly clear, down to a low, though, of 17 degrees. So we're talking to Peggy DeLong, who is a clinical forensic psychologist. She's a jewelry designer, and the name of her business is Peggy's Midnight Creations.com is your website. So when you travel, you also are able to see stores that you think may be prospects for your business, and you're able to go to see them in your travels, which is great.
Yes, I always bring some samples with me. So on a recent trip to Vermont, I had a package with me, and my husband and I were browsing some stores. And one thing that I learned along the way is dealing with the negative self-talk. That's something that I practice with my clients in my private practice, and I'm learning how difficult it is and the struggles that people have with anxiety and dealing with the negative self-talk that I think we all have a little bit of. Some are better at getting rid of those thoughts than others. But I sat in a parking lot thinking, why in the world am I doing this? Who wants to buy these bracelets? I'm crazy. This person doesn't know me. Why would they want to buy my bracelets? Yeah. So I almost didn't go into the store. With a little nudging from my husband, he said, you've had success so far. Everybody that you've approached has said yes. What have you got to lose? And I thought about it. I don't have anything to lose. So I walked in. The woman wasn't in. Her husband loved the bracelets, but he couldn't speak for his wife, the buyer.
Yeah.
He said, come back in an hour. So my husband and I had some lunch and came back, and she loved them so much, she bought all of my samples on the spot. So I didn't have any left to show the other stores that I had intended to visit. So we have a nice relationship now, and so those are at Stowe Street Emporium in Waterbury, Vermont. Actually, I had about two left, and then I went to another store that purchased some in Vermont as well. They're also at the Nature Spa at Mount Snow Resort.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you're obviously learning a technique of speaking to people. I don't think there's any one correct way to sell. It's most important to, when you're talking to somebody, to acknowledge what their concerns are and to, your business is that of being a problem solver. That's what you do in both of your businesses. And you can present to a prospective buyer in a way that shows that you're empathetic, that you understand that where their customers are coming from, and they you're actually making them heroes in a way, because they're selling something to their customer that's going to help them out. So it's really nice. And I've heard so many sales pitches where the salesperson is it's all about them and the products. And that's what you call as somebody who's like a market driver, like we do this and we do that. But it's all about the customer, what's important to them.
Right, and for me, it's the human connection. I am enjoying connecting with the store owners, with all of the customers that buy online and ask questions. And the gratification that I receive through that alone is I'd never expected that in developing this bracelet line. I received a phone call yesterday from a woman in tears thanking me for the bracelet. She had told me by email that she was going through a hard time herself, so I just threw a little gift in for her as well. And she was so touched by that she called me in tears to thank me.
That's really nice.
Those are the kind of things that inspire me every day to
Absolutely.
Continue doing this.
Yeah. Now, on your card, hand me another piece that we can hold up to the camera so people can see what you have.
Sure.
Now, what is this?
This one is called the Love Bracelet. When I thought about all of the different bracelets to make, I thought about what my clients come to see me for, all of the issues that as human beings we struggle with. And one of them was many women going through divorce and feeling unworthy, unloved. So I made a love bracelet it can be used for anything, but that was my intention when I made this. And it says, rose quartz is known as the love stone. It is believed to promote love, peace, and compassion, and to foster harmony in relationships. It is believed to bring about inner healing by enhancing self-love, self-worth, and self-confidence, and to help maintain relationships that are happy, fulfilling, and loving. So this makes a great Valentine's bracelet. Love is a wonderful message for any time of year.
Absolutely.
But my intention in developing this particular bracelet was for women who were going through divorce.
You know, one thing, if you don't mind me saying, these cards are, first of all, I like the cards and I like the message. Can you put your website on here?
Yes, most of the cards on the front have the title of the bracelet, and then at the bottom is my website.
Oh, okay, because this one doesn't have it, so I just was curious about that.
Okay, most of them do.
Yeah, and it's something that people sometimes forget to put on their packaging. It should be a website. Sometimes it's an 800 number, but you want people to contact you, and you have to be as readily available as possible to your customers.
And that is how my business is growing, because I do have the website, so when someone receives it as a gift and they like it, then they know, that's how the woman who ordered the healing bracelet from me, it was given to her as a gift because a friend knew that she was going through a difficult time, and then she, in turn, had a friend who she knew was going through a difficult time and bought the same bracelet, and she knew how to find me.
Interesting. Now, are you doing a follow-up with people who have purchased online?
Yes, through my website, I have an option to receive my newsletter.
Very good.
And within that newsletter, I like to include stories of people connecting through the bracelets, the reason why I created a particular bracelet, meaningful human stories.
Yeah.
So that can be sent out to people who choose to receive my newsletter.
That's interesting. How often do you do a newsletter?
I try to get one out once every 2 weeks.
You do? How long is it?
It's usually maybe three paragraphs long, or depending on the story behind it. But once again, I love to write. And in fact, I have a book that will be hopefully coming out by the end of the summer about gratitude and love and all
Oh, my goodness.
Everything we've been talking about in book form.
Yeah. I love it when somebody can take all of these wonderful things they've been doing and wrap it up into something really wonderful and unique and special. I think it's great. So you're going to have to come back after the book is ready to be launched, so that we can draw attention to that the next time. What are you finding to be the in terms of the turnaround time from order to order? Do you find that there's a pattern of how often people purchase?
It depends on the time of year. Of the holidays of December, I was very busy. Valentine's Day tends to be a busy time. Mother's Day, graduation, all of the typical gift giving.
That's true.
Times.
That's very true. So you've identified that, and this way your newsletters can really focus on those particular times of the year, plus the stories about someone who has purchased.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm learning how early in advance I have to use my social media to get a picture of a bracelet related to an upcoming holiday or celebration.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, are you using a certain service for distributing the newsletter?
MailChimp.
MailChimp,
yes.
Yeah. That's the one that I've often heard people using, that they say it's a little easier to use than some of the other ones, programs that are out there. So
yes.
You like it?
I really like using MailChimp. It gives me a nice summary of people who have opened my the newsletter, so that if someone has read it a couple times, I can send something, another follow-up email to them if they're interested in. So I see that they're interested in a particular subject that I've sent out. It helps me with my target audience.
Yeah, that's really good. So you're using you've got the website with your shopping cart on it. You've got your newsletter. What are some of the other technology things that you're doing?
I've learned, my children have taught me how to use Instagram.
Okay.
And I have a separate page for Peggy's Midnight Creations on Facebook. And those are just the two social media outlets that I have.
Right.
And, it's interesting to see who's following and who's liking various photos.
Exactly.
Even today, I make a special bracelet for police officers and their loved ones, called the Thin Blue Line bracelet. And I posted that this morning, and about five different strangers in law enforcement liked the page, liked the photo. So it's just it's neat to connect with strangers.
That's as time goes on, there are going to be any number of bracelets that you'll probably develop based on current events or those things that are happening to people that are standing out. That's really interesting. We're going to go on to a couple of our sponsors, and I'll be back, and we're going to talk some more.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Teachable Moments in Business, and I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Peggy DeLong, and she's, I'm amazed at what you've done. I mean, I just love how you've connected everything, and in the process, you're helping so many people, many different ways, really. It takes a lot to get a business started, and there's a lot to think through, but what are some of the ideas or suggestions that our listeners can apply to whatever it is that they're doing?
Well, what I have learned is that people really want to help. So when I let other people know what my vision is, I get support, whether it's in a women's marketing or networking business, mm-hmm. Group of women. Mm-hmm. After every meeting with Believe, Inspire, Grow, when I let the other women know what my goal is, people come up to me afterward with suggestions for people to reach out to, for friends, all of the acquaintances that I have. If I let people know what I'm doing, mm-hmm. people want to help. So that I've learned, to not be quiet about it. Let people know what my dream is. I would also say dealing with rejection has been really difficult. So learning to deal with rejection and understand that not everything is going to be a good fit and that there's a reason for that rejection. It's just letting me know that there's something better coming, that it wasn't a good fit, and it's giving me permission to move on to what is going to be a good fit for me. I've read some really helpful books. One is Jack Canfield's Principles of Success. He has about 67 different principles, and I've applied those to my business. That probably was the most helpful book. Really taking in what he had to say and applying it to each step of the way as I moved my business along. The other one it's got a great title, You Are a Badass. And it's really looking at yourself and who you are as a person, and just a wonderful inspirational book. And it can be applied to your general life, your personal life, or mm-hmm. if you have a business goal. So that also is a wonderful book, as well as The Power of Visualization, making vision boards, keeping a very clear vision about what you'd like and where you want to see your business grow. That has been really helpful for me. For on the days that I don't want to make phone calls, where I don't feel like following up with an email, for someone that might not have seemed interested, I've learned that I can't take things personally. Someone might be having a bad day and not sound receptive on the phone, where the next day they want to buy 40 bracelets. It has nothing to do with me personally.
Right.
So I'm learning to deal with rejection, to move forward, and just keep my vision in line.
You know, it's interesting that you touched on that. I teach sales classes on how to sales technique training, and we get down to the point that you get more no's than you get yeses, generally speaking, I think, in business, because of a lot of reasons. And the no's can be because they're not ready, the budget's not there, maybe they're going on vacation, maybe they don't believe you. Maybe they don't like you. Some people don't want to do business with certain people. And that's happened to me as a woman in the pet industry. I can tell you, I was the first woman to start a rep agency. And believe me, I was not a good old boy. So there were some of the prospects rather do business with a good old boy than me. And that happens. The timing may be wrong. They may not believe what you say you can do. There's just a lot of reasons. And what you did point out is that there quite often is a reason or a concern behind a concern. And in fact, one time my husband called a customer and was going to talk to him about a product that we were selling. And the man hung up on my husband. Well, nobody's ever hung up on my husband before. And he felt pretty bad about it. So a couple of days later, I called the gentleman back, and I said, I know you were speaking to Jim the other day. He said, oh, he said, I just want you to know, I apologize. He said, I hung up, he said, because I had just gotten off the phone with another salesman who made me so mad, I didn't want to talk to another salesman that day. So there it is. You know, it was the concern behind it. And when I told Jim, he felt a lot better. And I think a lot of times you have to think what's behind that rejection.
Right, and not always take things personally.
You can't.
And when there is, when I do feel like my product is being rejected and I accept that, it is a sign for me to move on to what might be even better.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been plenty of rejections along the way, but each one has only led to another better fit.
Right.
And where I need to be, where my bracelets belong, where I have a connection with the boutique owner, not with someone who really doesn't want.
Really, you have to know who to ask for, and if they're not there, will that person who is in attendance going to really be a help to you?
Right.
They may not be.
Right. But I've been lucky with that as well, that most mm-hmm. of them have been behind me. When I let them know what I'm doing, they okay. have been rooting for me, the sales personnel, even when they're, the buyer is not present. So,
yeah.
In fact, I was at one store, and she texted photos right away to the owner. Like, look yeah. what we've got here. We've got this great product. You need to see this.
Yeah.
So I came back the next day. I'm finding I have much more success when I connect with someone in person,
mm-hmm.
Where I can meet with the owner and speak with them, and we have the human connection rather than just me emailing a picture of my product yeah. to California.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I tell people when they're making a sales call is to make a statement that really resonates with the person to whom you're speaking. So depending upon whether or not it's a boutique, or it could be a boutique or a ladies' store or a beauty salon, wherever it might be, if you can relate to them and what their concerns are,
right.
they're more likely to listen to you and then to give you the time to pursue, you know, a business relationship with them.
Right.
But some salespeople just blurt out what they're doing and don't listen to the other person.
Well, that's where I feel where my psychotherapy skills come in handy, because that's what I do.
That's what you do.
That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
So I'm a good listener, and yeah. I can't take credit for everything that I've created. Many of these bracelets have been a collaboration. People coming to me and asking me, you know, can you make this? Well, it doesn't exist, but let's together create it.
Yeah.
For example, I unfortunately had a teammate go through a really, really hard time. And they wanted to show support for each other. So I made bracelets for all of the girls that with a charm that said, "You are not alone." So things like that
wow.
I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah.
But she came to me asking for me to make something. And there was pretty much a story like that behind every bracelet. And also with the owners, they will say, "Well, I don't really like this, but can you make this?"
Yeah.
In fact, now I'm working with a store. She has a very expensive line of bracelets where mine are too inexpensive for her. So she asked me to upgrade to the most expensive gemstones I can find, and using all all sterling silver and gold, which I've never done before.
Oh,
but she's asking me to upgrade, so I'm going to
go for it. Yeah, and this way. This is expanding your. Eventually, you're going to expand the product line, or somehow go off on a certain tangents. Because people will say eventually, "Well, what else do you have?" And I see that in my business all the time. I like what you're buying, what you're selling me, but what else do you have? And I think that would give you opportunities, as you pointed out, to go into different levels of retail stores.
Right,
yeah.
At the same time, I need to be careful not to be too broad, and this is where the marketing services with Believe, Inspire, Grow have really helped me mm-hmm. with my target audience. If I want to really reach my vision of what I'd like my bracelet company to be, I need to keep my target audience in mind.
That's true. In fact, what I generally tell people is that they should have no more than 3 or 4 vertical markets. And so, because I have people that come to me and they say, "Well, I want to do this, I want to do that," and I say, "Oh, whoa, you know, let's calm down here. Let's come up with 4 categories."
And that's exactly what they helped me do. As I mentioned, I have 8 lines on my website: a thank you line, what's your passion line. Those are great, but that's not where I would like my business to grow. We narrowed it down to 3, and they are inspiration, encouragement, and support, mental health line, which is very passionate about, and coping with loss or difficulty. Those are the 3 target lines where I would really like my business to grow, and
yeah.
why I have changed my business card to reflect that.
That's really good. Let me just, before we finish up, let's hold up a few more of your of the bracelets so people can see what they look like. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I go out, I have lunch, special lunches and holiday luncheons with 2 friends. We've been doing it for years, and it just occurred to me I could have you make them a bracelet for me. Whenever I see something about 3 women getting together, Like, I found some wine goblets before Christmas, and it said three friends, and I gave I bought one for myself, and I gave them each. And then I bought those pins that have figures on them of women, and it's, you can buy them with different number of figures on them. I bought one with three, and whenever we get together for lunch, we wear our pins.
Ah, that's nice.
So I could do this with a bracelet, and I never even thought about that.
Well, I just had an old college friend do just that. She goes away every year with a group of girlfriends that she grew up with, and she asked me to make matching bracelets for everybody.
That is so cool. So here, so this is now, this is, these are pretty. What kind of stones are these?
Those are white and turquoise howlite, and this is on my mental health line called Peace and Relaxation. So this, when I, the inspiration behind this bracelet was for my clients who are struggling with anxiety on a daily basis. So with the inspirational card that came with it, I incorporated different ideas in psychology that help to target and decrease anxiety. So each of the white howlite stones is a reminder to do one of those things. For example, deep breathing. All of the research shows that deep breathing helps increase relaxation and decrease anxiety. Yeah. So when you look at the white bead, it's a reminder to take some deep breaths.
Those are really pretty.
And the another white bead is a reminder to do some positive affirmations. Yeah. Those are just two examples of how I incorporate research and psychology into the design.
Well, we're about ready to complete the show. So let's. Can you give your phone number, your website again, and any final words of wisdom?
Sure. My website is peggysmidnightcreations.com, and anything can be ordered through that website. I can also be reached by email, peggydelong@comcast.net, or my phone number, 908-672-6344. And my message would be to anybody who is interested in developing a business, as long as you have passion behind it, you will reach your goals.
Thank you. Wonderful words of wisdom. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay, folks, we'll see you again next week. And I have a special guest coming next week who's actually a medical doctor, and that's a whole other topic for us for next time. So I'll see you next week, next Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Rescue crews spring into action after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits off the coast of Taiwan just before midnight local time. Some buildings in the city of Wallian have come down. Lawmakers continue investigating the Russia probe as Democrats push to release their response to last week's Republican memo outlining the FBI's role in the Russia investigation, saying the agency abused its surveillance tools during the 2016 presidential campaign. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
FISA abuse matters to each and every one of us as citizens. And if our government abuses